This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Staying with the topic of public assistance, Congress is working on the Farm Bill, that massive every 5 years piece of legislation. The biggest part of it, 80%, is the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP, what people call food stamps. Lawmakers put the nutrition program into the farm package, hoping to get both urban and rural support. KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports on where the money does flow.
Nick Johnson is working the checkout of this grocery store he manages in rural southwest Iowa.
$8.20.
Even though some manufacturing is coming back here, state and federal data show the area is still struggling with poverty, and farmers are seeing lower incomes. Use of federal food aid in Fremont County is up more than 150% since 2000.
There's a lot of farmers in this community. There's a lot of people that have their own businesses, so they try to do the best they can.
Since the late 1970s, congressional leaders placed food programs in the Farm Bill to attract votes from cities where food stamp use was highest. But that's changed. Since 2012, SNAP participation is highest among households in rural areas and small towns, according to stats from the USDA.
It wasn't shocking or surprising when you think about the degree to which SNAP is related to people being poor.
Ellen Volinger is with the Food Research and Action Center, a nonprofit fighting poverty-related hunger. The center analyzed the data and found that 16% of households in rural areas use SNAP versus 13% in urban areas. Volinger says the elderly population is larger in rural areas, which is driving the increase.
There is a lot of need in rural America.
Johnson, the grocer, says about a fifth of his store's annual revenue comes from SNAP. And that's about average, says David Proctor of the Rural Grocery Initiative at Kansas State University. So those dollars aren't just about feeding the hungry. Proctor says the money is also
circulating through the town in a variety of ways that helps really the local economies in these small towns.
The other big winner when it comes to SNAP dollars? USDA says it's big box stores like Walmart taking in more than half of the money set aside for SNAP. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.